Don't forget, everybody, if you have an Alexa device at home, you can listen to the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility by simply asking Alexa, open Eye on Digital Marketing. If you're on social media, which I hope you are because you're listening to a digital marketing podcast, you can find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at More Visibility. And if you're on our site, perhaps listening to this podcast or browsing our blogs and other resources, don't forget you can sign up for our newsletter as well. We send out great tips every single month. Let us help you get educated, as they say, right? Okay, let's dive into today's topic. I think it's an important one. I think it's one that a lot of people can relate to as they go about their digital strategy, and that is the incorporation of video marketing and how that fits in to your strategy. Now, today what I want to give you from this podcast is tips that you can take back to your current agency, back to your internal marketing team, and use these tips to either one, finalize or create your video strategy because you should have one in some capacity, or two, maybe refine that video strategy based on some things that we have talked about today. So let's start, as we always do, at a high level, right? Let's take it back a couple years. We used to be in a mind state where digital marketers especially would build a great website and they would say, let's get as much traffic as possible to our website. And thus, when those users get there, we will then funnel them down to our conversion point, right? We'll figure it out. But first, we got to get them to the website. And that was relatively easy. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you can run a variation of different campaigns, get those clicks, and get them to land on your site. Now, whether you converted them or not is a completely different story, but that could work. Then 2019 happened, and really this trend the last couple years has really picked up, where the user needs to be nurtured far, far beyond the point of when they first got to your website. Remember, with all of the branding campaigns, with all of the call to actions, with all of the authoritative content that brands and companies are putting out there today, it is very possible that a user already recognizes or knows about your brand before they even get to your website. And I spoke about this in the July Ask the Expert video as well, which you can see at morevisibility.com, or if you're signed up for our newsletter, you'll get that content as well. And I want to expand on this because this is very, very important and very crucial in how you use video in your advertising. So now that we know that that landscape has shifted, right? Okay, Chuck, what do I do? Well, first you have to look at your foundation from the standpoint of what are you creating, right? And who is it for? I can tell you a lot of people maybe 3 or 4 years ago would have said, videos, love them, want to put them on my website. I want maybe 2 to 3 different videos and they're all going to be brand focused, right? I'm going to focus on showing you my company, the people that work there, a little bit behind the scenes. And hey, that's all great. That's fun and dandy. I'm not saying go away from that. That can certainly still work. But you're going to need more than that these days if you want to convert someone. Because remember, people outside of your website who have not come yet, they are still in different buckets. They are still at different sections of that marketing funnel. And thus, you need to create content around that. So, in an ideal world, if you're sitting down with your budgets and you're sitting down trying to figure out a plan with your agency or internal team, and you're really mapping out what type of videos you're going to create, I would ideally say, if you have the resources, the time, and the money, create a list of 10 to 12 initial videos. Maybe 2 of those are brand, maybe 3 of those are testimonial videos. Maybe another 3 are frequently asked questions / challenges that you know your customer base is going to experience and or they have inquired about before. And maybe 3 or 4 of those are hot premier products or services, right, that you really want to feature and drive home to get that revenue or those sales. So split out your video content based on who you want to reach, where they are in the funnel, and we'll get into more detail about that. But do not create just 3 to 4 brand videos and think that they're all going to serve different purposes, because they're not. Now, that they could absolutely introduce someone and give them that brand impression. They could like the video. They may even go to your site. But that's usually not the best way to nurture a user, to follow back up with them, and serve them content at the right place, right time, based on what they've already seen. So lay that foundation first and foremost if you can. Second, I want to talk about testimonials and how that fits into your strategy, because all the time I talk to clients every week, every month, and somehow we always come back to, you know, the underlying funny topic, right? That the human engagement aspect is going away the more digital that our world gets. And in some cases, you can't argue that. But you're also listening to me right now on this podcast, and I would say that is a human-to-human connection, even though it's through a digital medium. And that, more so than ever, is what we find in 2019 and what you're going to have to strategize with 2020 and beyond. When it comes to testimonials, or when it comes to talking about a product or a service, even though you're creating a video, people still connect with people. That human to human connection is never going to go away. You can talk to any salesperson, they're going to tell you the same thing. People sell more when they're able to sit in front of you and explain it and make that connection. Why? Because most of the time, people are buying a product or service, but they're also buying who they're talking to, right? They have to trust you. They have to know that you're representing that brand. So if you're making a testimonial video, or you are making a demo video, which is also very popular right now, and I highly recommend, if you have a product, doing a demo video, you need a trustworthy person explaining to your audience what they're talking about in that video, someone that fits your mold, someone that your audience will listen to, comprehend, and that is going to have a much longer lasting effect, okay? It's real, it's organic, and it's very simple to do. People want to talk to people, people want to be sold by people, it makes them feel better. And that is something that's been going on since the beginning of time with sales, and even in 2019, it still holds up, okay? So if you're using testimonials or demo videos, it's great to have animations, it's great to even have icons and cartoons, but you are missing a large piece of the puzzle if you do not have a real human to get that human-to-human connection and interaction. Secondly, I want to talk about some things to consider when you are editing your videos. Number one is, we all know that the user attention span these days is very, very minimal. In fact, we can probably all put our own selves in that same category. Our patience are thin. How does that translate into the content in your videos? Well, first of all, I should have mentioned when I was talking about the type of videos that you should create, you should also consider creating videos in 15 seconds, 30 seconds, and 60 second intervals. It's okay if you have videos that are longer, but what I want to stress is, if your video is 2 minutes, then understand a user is likely going to watch and make a decision on their next action based on the first 20% of your video. So if your video is 5 minutes long, then guess what? That first minute is really all you got. And you can shrink that down to say, wow, if I had a 60-second video, you're telling me that my first 10 to 15 seconds is where I make my money? Yeah, absolutely. And that is very important, because a lot of times people will sit down, and I've seen it. I've been in these brainstorm meetings where we have a really creative idea. It's a really great idea. We want to bring it to fruition, and I think it would look spectacular, but we're trying to tell a story, and it doesn't get to the point fast enough. I'm not sitting here today talking about, the Eye on Hollywood podcast and how to create a cinematic film that's going to win an Oscar. That's great. but we're talking about digital advertising. And you likely have ROI that is wrapped around your performance if you're in this meeting. So tell the story, make it creative, make it even cinematic if you want. But if you're not getting to the point within 20% of your video length, then you are likely going to miss out on people who could be interested in your product, your brand, or your service, but they don't have the time nor the patience to go and watch your entire video. So that's number one. Get to the point, and then anything else after that, if they watch, is icing on the cake, is a plus. Number two, subtitles. I had a recent conversation with a brand who was building videos, and they did not agree with my recommendation to put subtitles in their video. They thought that the subtitles overlay on the bottom of the video and don't look good. And they did not really understand why someone would need subtitles if I'm speaking to them, you know, in the correct language and I'm targeting people so specific that they should know about this product, right? Okay, that makes sense. I'm not going to necessarily say that those are inaccurate points, but there's a bigger picture at play here. And the bigger picture is not only are users looking at more video these days and using video to make purchasing decisions, but they're doing that on their mobile phone. And you can attest to this because likely you've been in a situation, or you can be like me. I keep my phone on silent all day. All day. My phone is not going to ring for something like this, right? So if I'm watching a video and I'm in an office setting or I'm on public transportation or I'm in an elevator, and I don't have headphones on, likely my phone is still turned off. Why in the world would you want to risk those users who could be the exact audience that you want to talk to not understanding what's in your video because you didn't want to add subtitles to that? I know aesthetically it may not look as great. I get that. But bigger picture, to segment out an entire group of people who likely have their phones on silent all day, but are still browsing through social media, are still on sites, etc., they need to know what your video is about. And trust me, if it intrigues them enough, they're going to turn their phone volume on, and then you've really won them. Now, that'd be hard to track, but the point is, put subtitles on your videos, all of them. It's easy to do, and people do not mind subtitles as much as you think. I mean, people go home and watch 8 hours of Narcos on Netflix all day. That is all subtitles. It's not even in English. So if you don't speak Spanish, you could be completely lost. And guess what? They love it. They're going to love your 15 seconds of subtitles. It's not that big of a deal. Number three is the speed of your videos. This is another topic that sounds weird, I think, to people at first. But again, it's very important to remember the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is it's okay to speed up your videos. That's right. I'm saying make them faster for two main reasons. One, going back to the first point I just made, right? You have 20% of your overall length to capture that user's attention, if not less. So by speeding up your video, you're getting to the point faster. So that's going to help you, number one. Number two, remember that humans can listen a lot faster than they can talk. So if you speed up your video content 10 to 15%, the only person who's really going to notice is you on the other end because you know that you sped up your video, or the narrator, for example, who's talking, who may notice that their voice is a little bit faster. The user on the other end of the device, the one that you really care about, the one that you're trying to nurture, the one that you would like to acquire as a customer, they're not going to notice. And I'm not saying speed up your video so everyone sounds like a chipmunk. That's not what I'm saying. But 10 to 15% is a slight difference in video speed, and it could make a big difference in conversions. So those are three tips right there. 20% of your video, get to the point. After that, if they watch it, that's great. Icing on the cake. Okay, so we have talked about now strategically building your foundation. Right? When you go to plan your video production, you want a variety of videos that address a variety of topics, challenges, concerns, etc. You have a few good tips now you can use for your editing process of your videos. Now let's go to phase three, which is, hey, Chuck, my videos are done. I'm ready to advertise. Any tips for me there? First of all, we could probably do 20 podcasts on different video tips for advertising, right? Based on your channel, based on your ad unit, based on a lot of things, audience, etc. But I'm going to highlight two or three here that I think are really important to think about. How you go about implementing these tactics could be between you and your marketing team or you and your agency. But here's some things that I've seen work very, very well that I recommend looking into. Number one is being able to use remarketing and being able to have tags on your videos that allow you to know when someone has watched a certain portion of your video and then putting those people back in a different bucket. So what do I mean by that? Well, this is very powerful if done correctly, because remember, what we're trying to do overall, right, above all, is we're trying to put the best message in front of the best user at the best time. That's very, very difficult, but the more data we can collect, the better we can make our strategy. So if I know, for example, that someone has watched 20% of a brand video, I know that they probably have been introduced to my brand. They probably know the name, right? And that's about it, because I can watch my video. So I can watch 20% of it and I know exactly what they saw. Based on what's in that video, if I had a bucket of people who watched 20 to 50% of my video, perhaps I already have queued up brand video number two or product or service number two that then talks about what is next, right? They know your brand. Now maybe they get introduced to your products or services. Maybe now I target that same bucket who already saw my brand video with my product or service video because they're ready for that now. And that sounds so simple, but if you would be absolutely blown away if we actually were able to list the amount of money that gets used on advertising to put the same video content in front of the same people who already saw it. The problem is, people do not necessarily know that they saw it, or even more granular, they don't necessarily know how much of the video they watched. But if you did know that, you would be able to what? Serve them better content at a better time, right? So here we go. We're starting to get towards our overall goal. The second thing is, if you're a company with a product or lots of products, retail especially, then you likely have sales and discounts. You can tie those promotional items into your video strategy. And I'm not necessarily talking about putting discounts and sales in your videos. What I'm talking about is having a time log of when a user last saw your video. For example, if I have two buckets, one bucket is users who saw my video 1 week ago. The other bucket is users who saw my video 2 weeks ago. I have a discount promotion running right now, but as we all know, I can adjust that, right? I can be flexible. Let's be strategic. If I have a bucket of people who saw my video, meaning they saw my brand or my product or service 1 week ago, and another bucket who saw them 2 weeks ago, why don't I serve the people in the bucket who saw my video 2 weeks ago that sale that's 40% off? And I'll give the users in the bucket who saw my video 7 days ago, 1 week ago, I'll give them 15% off. Why would I do that? Well, 2 weeks ago they saw it and they haven't taken any further action. They haven't converted. So they're about to be on the cusp of either totally forgetting about your brand, maybe doing further research on other products, or maybe they bought something else, or maybe they haven't yet. But it makes sense for me to give the higher discount, or at least offer it to that bucket of people, because I can try and rope them back in. The people who saw it 1 week ago, I don't necessarily need to go that far yet. I can give them a discount, yes, because I want to get them back to my site, but it doesn't have to be as large of a discount as what I gave to the bucket who saw my video 2 weeks ago. And this is one general example. But you all can monetize that, scale that for your business, and make it applicable to what you do or what you sell, right? It's very easy. And these are things, again, with the right tags and the right attribution and measuring in place, measurement, very important, you can start to make these decisions. And now you see, as we peel back the layers, this goes far beyond creativity, far beyond that first strategy meeting you were sitting in. Now this is tactical, and this is phase three, where it took a long time to get our video strategy and production right. We had a lot of tips and great things go in the video. Now we're optimizing and trying to scale on the advertising side. These are big, important steps. I would imagine most people are not doing this, but I do see it every now and then. So I just want to make a little disclaimer, if you will. Be very careful and be very detailed when it comes to the channel and the platform that you are running video advertisements on, or any advertisements in general. But I see very often, and a lot of times it is on Instagram, where I will see a video advertisement pop up in my feed or in my story because I'm targeted, and the company, agency, or people who produce that video have a call to action within the video. That's pretty normal. That's pretty standard. But there's also a built-in call to action within the platform. For example, Instagram may have a swipe up, right? We've all done that or seen that. You can swipe up and a landing page or that company's site will come right up for you to take the action that they want. But it can be very confusing to a user if your video says, click here or do this, do that. But really, for example, all they have to do is swipe up. So just be very conscious of that. You don't want to confuse people, or even if they don't get confused and they figure it out, it doesn't make you look as a brand as good as you would. It doesn't make them trust you anymore, right? They may have a little doubt that, oh, that was a little confusing. I got it. You know, and we've all been on sites. We've all seen ads that have done that. Oh, that was a little confusing, but I made my way. It doesn't necessarily leave the best presence, the best state of mind for your marketing. So just be very, again, cautious and be very detailed about what your ad is actually going to look like. Make sure you preview it within the platform. So that's a lot of great tips for videos. Again, we're likely going to have more podcasts in the future on this topic, but I wanted to introduce it today because it's been something that has come up a lot recently over the past year. A lot of my personal clients are using video or in the middle of building out video, and we're very excited about that. If you are, I hope these tips were helpful, and if you're not, then I think you probably know that you should at some point, and you should start that conversation. Now, remember, your video strategy is one of the most important things that you can do. There's tons of companies out there that can help you produce a great video and make a script come to life. But that is just one slice of the pie. To be completely honest with you, I would rather have a fantastic strategic approach and then try and figure out how to make my editing and my production better than the other way around. And this is for advertising. We want people to take an action. You have goals in mind. You have ROIs you have to hit. Again, if I was in Hollywood just producing, you know, videos for cinematic pleasure, then I could be more creative. I can be more lengthy, and I could take a different route. But that's not what we're talking about here. If you would like help or any further tips on how to better align your video strategy with your target audience, or even just start a real comprehensive video strategy, send us an email, info@morevisibility.com. Video is very important. 2019, they're not going away anytime soon. This is a 2020 conversation and beyond. Really hope these tips helped everyone today. And again, thanks for listening.